7 after the hour, the Doug Stanford Good Day program for Friday. Friday! It's Friday already. It seems like we just had Friday. And we had a long weekend, and that's why it seems like, wow, we're already at Friday again? Well, it's because you had a little, most of you had a shorter week. I don't think everybody did. We didn't. We were on the air live on Memorial Day, as always is the case. This program is on the air live every holiday. It's kind of a cool thing to be able to have company with you, and hope you enjoy our company as well. That's why you're listening, right? To, in this circumstance, the things that you probably ought to know about what's going on in the world today. Later in this half hour, we're going to have a 2020 news quiz question for you to figure out. But as Kenny and I get started, Rich McFadden's still in the hospital today. I think he's getting out later on after he finds out the results of some of the tests. For those of you who are interested in him and care about him, we have had a lot of people curious as to why he wasn't here and what's really going on in the hospital, and that's that story. Jennifer Horn is on a trip with listeners up on some cruise off the coast of Alaska. That's kind of a cool thing.
Nice.
He's having a good time. Yeah, it is. So Ken Kessler and I are here with our charted course to bring you up to date on some of the things going on in the world. The confirmation yesterday that a threatening letter, perhaps laced with ricin, sent again to President Obama. This is the same kind of thing that happened. A couple of letters containing this substance sent to him and to a senator, I think. Wasn't it 2 or 3 weeks ago when that took place?
Somebody in Mississippi.
Yeah. And so now the president gets another one. Mayor Bloomberg in New York has gotten them. And this is pretty much all connected to the anti-gun legislation. Secret Service says the letter received Wednesday at an off-site facility didn't reach the... They say that all of that. There's no way these clowns are going to ever get to people like Bloomberg or Obama. It's just not going to happen. So all they do is create this. The news media goes huffing and puffing around. Oh, man, this is terrible. It's nonsense. These things are never, ever going to get to the person intended, and it shows you the naivete of the people who are so lost in whatever their anger is that they think that something like this is going to make a difference. It isn't. It doesn't. It never will reach its target. Authorities say that the text of the mailing was basically the same as what has been sent in the past couple, 3 weeks. And they look at the text in the group. It's from some gun group. They'll find out who it is. And so the guy will be tried for treason or something. Anyway, the announcement was made yesterday. And so do you need to know this? I don't know whether you need to know it or not. But now you do, one way or another. Here's something that may or may not be on the hit parade with you. The president's approval ratings announced yesterday. Another survey suggesting that his approval record is down again this past month. He has a 45% approval rating. I don't think there's any big shock there, Kenny, to you. I'm surprised it's 45%, frankly, with all the scandals.
Given all the scandals, yeah. 45% is...
I'd like to have him do a survey on Eric Holder and see what his approval rating is. All right, here's another item. A lot of Iranians, a lot of Middle Easterners seem to be moving to Texas. Have you noticed that? I wonder, what is the attraction in town? I don't even understand what the attraction is to living in Dearborn, where a lot of them live. A lot of Muslims, anyway, and so we talk about them sometimes as if they were some icky group, but they're, you know, they're moving around like a lot of other people do. And the more we encourage immigration in this country, like the circumstances, situation with the bills that are floating around now, the more you're going to have people from all over the world coming here. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that's bad. I just think that we ought to be sure of whoever we let in the country being of value, having something to add to our society, to our culture, and to the way of life that we have in this country. Guy born in Iran, living in Texas, sentenced to 25 years in the Huskow yesterday for being a part of a plot to murder the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States. This guy pled guilty. A military unit had enlisted this guy, Mansour Arbabzayar, I think is how you pronounce his name, to hit this Saudi ambassador. He sought to hire Mexican drug traffickers to do the deed. And apparently one of the people, this is how silly, I mean, almost, it's almost like a cartoon with some of these stories, Kenny. You know, these stories and the naivete of the people who get involved, they fall into these traps. And one wonders why or how the U.S. DEA got involved in this, other than they're watching drug traffickers. And this guy apparently went to one of our DEA moles, thinking that he was a drug guy, trying to find someone to kill the Saudi Arabian guy. Huh? this stuff is baffling. It really
is. If it was a TV show, that would have been.
Yeah, right. Unga bunga. It's a story about a man in Maine charged with the murder of a 15-year-old girl after this sort of strange, bizarre plot. He wanted to be a hero. So listen to this, if you haven't heard the story. Kyle Duby, 20 years old, planned to kidnap Nicole Cable and then rescue her in order to be hailed as her savior. He took her out of her house a couple of weeks ago while pretending to be one of her Facebook friends and then put duct tape on her and threw her in the back of his father's pickup truck. According to police, when he took the girl from the truck, she was dead. He disposed of her body in a wooded area. She was found shortly after the search had been started, and apparently he'd made romantic advances toward her. So this is the kind of, really, these whack jobs, these stories are worth telling. To a point. And then I argue with myself, do I want to tell them? Because under the circumstances, are we giving people ideas? And I don't know the answer to that. We can make that, most of the stories that you run across and that you might be considering important stories that everybody's talking about, is this something that you need to know? I mean, maybe do we need to know about the ricin notes that were sent to the president, to Bloomberg? Nah. Do we need to know what his approval ratings are? Yeah, I mean, that's sort of an interesting thing. But the rest of these stories, all, if the story falls in the wrong ears, you can make an argument that it'll give somebody some idea to do something else that's crazy. And does the news media do this purposely because they want to have more stories to cover? You can come up with any kind of scenario you want to. Here's a story, I don't know if I want to use the term reported, but the discussion with host Dave Ross and Linda Thomas. Here they have a reporter with a focus on this teenager in Oregon this past week who is behind the bomb plot and how it was sort of stymied. This is actually, again, do we give people ideas when we talk about things like this? You make up your mind. You can comment if you'd like at 888-302-DOUG.
He's living with his parents, I assume. Did they know anything about this?
Well, we don't know exactly quite how much the parents knew or what the other students knew, but according to the Albany Police Department, it was an anonymous tip from one of his friends or a classmate who got some information, and they turned that over to authorities, and that's when this investigation really got into full throttle mode late Thursday and into Friday.
He had been talking about bombs, as I understand it anyway, from the AP report, but had never actually talked about blowing up the school.
Exactly. So he was talking about bombs and asking for one of his friends to videotape it, according to police and the district attorney. So that person reported it to authorities, and now they're trying to backtrack everything, trying to figure out, what his plan was. And they said it was very specific. There was writing and notes and these bombs that were found inside his mother's home.
Brent, what are schools in the area doing this morning? Do they have any reason to believe somebody else might have been in on this with him?
No, they don't believe that there's any other specific threat. The threat is no longer there. The Albany Police Department says right now there's a heavy police presence with the Albany Police Department. They were telling us it's essentially an all-hands-on-deck kind of day for them. They're going to have all three resource officers here, and they're also going to have additional officers from the county and local police departments here patrolling just to make sure parents are secure.
Brent, the charge is going to be attempted aggravated murder, so they obviously felt this was a serious plot. I'm just curious, did they test the bombs? I mean, have they told you what kind of damage these bombs could have done had they been detonated?
We don't know the specific damage that could have been inflicted had this plot, alleged plot, gone through, but according to the district attorney's office, these are very serious bombs that included Molotov cocktail, napalm bombs, pipe bombs, so these could have literally killed people, the district attorney's office does, and that is why they are filing these charges of attempted aggravated murder.
All right. So, more pleasantry.
With a story like that, though, I think reporting on it and talking about it is good because nobody got hurt in this, and it encourages teenagers to report something if they hear something.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this kid who reported this on CNN, and they talked about how he's a hero and he saved however many lives at the school, and I think it's a valuable thing to teach teenagers that, you know, you can be a hero instead of blowing up the school. Stop it and save the lives.
Teachable moments, then. So
yeah.
Like from a page from the Oprah show. Teachable moments. Okay. Makes good sense. Thank you, Kenny. 888-302-3684. In a moment, our 2020 news quiz question. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hey, neighbor, do you have Craftsman tools?
I've got tons of Craftsmen. Everything from wrenches to power drills to lawnmowers. In fact, come by this Saturday. We're giving away Craftsman bottle openers to the first 50 people.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. A neighbor with all the best brands, like Craftsman. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
With coupon available in-store or at acehardware.com. No purchase necessary. Limit one. Valid at participating stores. June 1st only.
All right, put your thinking caps on. Here's your opportunity to win a swell prize by dialing 888-302-3684 and identifying Arvind Mahankali. M-A-H-A-N-K-A-L-I. Arvind Mahankali is 13. Why is he in the news from Bayside Hills, New York? What is his story? Tell us, win a prize. 888-302 Doug. Identify Arvind Mahankali for us here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Ray Stevens did a lot of silly stuff, but this song wasn't silly. It was a great pop hit during this week in 1970. This song was number one. Everything is beautiful. Crank it up, Michael.
Under God's heaven, the world's gonna find a way. There is none so blind.
Story here. Is Ray Stevens still alive, Kenny? Do you know?
Yes, he is.
Is he? Okay. Still, does he perform? Still, this is, but it's 40-some-odd years ago, so.
He does. It's a lot more of the silly stuff, the
silly
parody
stuff. Is it really? Yeah. Yeah, he's done some wonderful. What's the silliest thing he ever did?
Oh, it's got to be the streak.
Uh-huh. Yeah, too. I was still a disc jockey. I was a disc jockey until 1974, and this is one of those songs that you love to play because it was it's one of those uplifting things that still has merit. It resounds or reverberates with all of us today. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A little music usually in this hour or this portion of the program to get us into a better place. And one of the things that we do in this hour is try to bring you some things from the comedic world that are fun. And because all the late night shows are on replay this week, we have to dig around during the daytime. And the funniest person during the day, I think without question, is Ellen DeGeneres, who shares a laugh with the folks in the audience about some poorly titled books that she's found.
These are all real books sent in by our viewers, and this first one comes from Ann Lack in Orlando, Florida. I found this book at my mom's house. I guess this is what she's been up to while I was at college. It's called Dropping Acid, The Reflux Diet, Cookbook and Cure. Sounds like a fun diet. You eat all the food you want, and then you wake up in the desert hugging a dragon. It's also available on audiobook or Talking Lizard. Meredith Howard in Chicago, Illinois. I found this book at a flea market for a dollar, and it's called Self-Protection Guidebook for Girls and Women. It teaches you how to defend yourself with everyday items that women use. And here is a chapter, and she's using it's called a broom. This technique works best if you yell, shoo, shoo.
Good.
This is Jeff Stringer in Houston, Texas. I bought this book on relaxation at a library sale. Sense relaxation below your mind. How far below your mind? It's, this is one that's actually called, it's a couple's relaxation, and you're supposed to slap each other. I think this lady could use a broom, actually. Well, here's one from Jennifer Siegel from Washington, D.C. She says, I remember reading this book when I was little, but never realized how weird the title was. Hope you like it. It's called Magical Melons. Look at that.
Hi.
You might know this book by its other name, The Pamela Anderson Story.
There we go. All right, Ellen, thank you. 888-302-3684. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. Who is Arvind Mahankali? And for that answer, we go to Arvid, who's listening in Defiance, Ohio. Close. Is that how you know the answer, because your name is so close to his, Arvid? Where do we go with that? Where's Arvid? He's not there, Michael? All right, apparently he isn't there. All right, so let's see if we can get to the bottom, because I want to use him if we can. We'll find out if he's there. If he's not, we'll get to some other callers who have the answer, so they think. Arvind Mahankali in the focus. Who is this person? Coming up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. President Obama is again trying to shut Guantanamo Bay Prison because, according to him, it violates our values, creates a backlash, and is damn expensive. Is he right about the merits?
There are 80-some-odd, many of them Yemenis, who are not thought to pose any real threat. Then you've got another group of people who are bad guys. Bring them over here, try them like we have tried other terrorists, and put them in a supermax.
I do agree on the economics of Gitmo, and the economics are driven by palatial. Those people have never lived as well as they've lived in Gitmo. One of the greatest places for recruitment and radicalization of particularly homegrown terrorists is in jail. So if we wanted to move them to a supermax, it to move them to the supermax, where not only could they never escape, they couldn't infect a population that is to be released.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yesterday, it is today. You're in the now and in the know. Hope you go for the Doug Stanford Good Day Show. Whatever other stupid rhymes we can come up with here. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media between Facebook.com and Twitter and Pinterest. It's all a Good Day Show. You can connect to us that way, or you can send email to me, Doug@DougStephan.com, or to Ken@DougStephan.com, or you can yak it up with us, which is the preferred way of connection, 888-302-DOUG. 2020 News Quiz question answered coming up in a moment. First, though, Michael, if you'd be so kind as to present us the collective wisdom of the Chinese, because we have every day different things that are part and parcel of our relationship with China. So we have three beauties today for your listening and dancing pleasure. And the news this week has been filled with the story of this baby boy in China who was pulled alive from a sewer pipe, and it seems he was released from the hospital yesterday. He's been identified as baby number 59. What a great way to refer. Kenny, you're baby number 3. Michael, you can be baby number 18. I'll be, of course, baby number 1. This is actually kind of an interesting and weird story. Conflicting reports about whether he was released into the care of his mother, or the man claiming to be his father, or whether he went to live with his maternal grandparents. The mother told police she accidentally dropped this baby down the toilet after secretly giving birth sitting on the toilet. Local authorities say that they've accepted the story of this mother. She's not married. They'll not be charging her with any crime. Anyway, the baby was in the pipe for 2 hours before being rescued. Can you imagine anything more bizarre than this? I think that's really right. This is just so... Who could have ever imagined something like this happening? Really and truly. Where would you... I mean, who would make something like this up? All right, next item on the China agenda. Seems that the... there's a Chinese business that's trying to buy Smithfield Foods, which is a pork producer. And I think they're either headquartered in St. Louis, Kansas City, or Chicago. And I can't remember which, but we know them. They're a familiar outfit. If you eat pork products, Smithfield produces a lot. And so do you want to have a Chinese company owning a food processing company? Well, how much stuff have we imported from China that was no good? And the question is, if they own this company in America, will the stuff they produce here be no good? I don't know. How do you get around the FDA? Well, that's fairly...
Ask Monsanto about that.
Right, okay. I'll take back my objections to this, and perhaps we ought to object to it. All right. Number three on the Chinese hit parade this week, there's a Chinese cosmetics company that's been using skin taken from the bodies of executed convicts to develop beauty products.
Oh.
An agent for the company informed customers that it's developing collagen for lip and wrinkle treatments from skin taken from prisoners after they'd been shot. Agent says some of the company's products have been exported to England. Use of skin from condemned convicts was traditional, and the Canadians, the Chinese don't understand what the big fuss is. Really? In addition to ethical concerns, there is a potential risk of infection from these skin products, so somebody in the FDA has said. So those of you who are using Chinese cosmetics, look on the bottle, made in China. You're probably using something that was developed from the skin of prisoners who were executed. How's that go with your coffee this morning?
Huh? Good morning.
Hello. All right, the news. We got to give you the news. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We asked the 2020 News Quiz question at about 20 past the hour. Now it's time for us to get the answer. I'm looking for the identity of Arvind Mahankali, who's 13 years old, comes from Bayside Hills, New York, was involved in something that has given him a great deal of notoriety. So the question is, what is it that he has done? And for the answer, I went to Arvid, who's listening in Defiance, Ohio, because I thought maybe his name lacks an N. And I wondered whether, Arvid, if we have you this time, whether you knew the answer because of his similarity to your name. All right.
Hello?
Yeah. Arvid.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, the guy who won the spelling bee.
Yes, he was the person, 13 years old. This was apparently this fellow has been involved in these for a number of years and has come in second in a couple of times. He finished, I think, third in 2011 and either second or third last year. He was eliminated on German-derived words. This time he got a German word in the finals, and the winning word was actually from the Yiddish, and he was barely prepared for it this time. What was the word, though? I'm trying to find the word. A lot of reference to the word, but not what the word was. He gets $30,000, by the way, in cash and prizes. But Kenny, do you know what the word was? Michael, did you see the word? What is it? Canidle? Oh,
Canadel.
Yeah. Canadel. Canadel.
Canadel.
Yeah. A word for a small mass of leavened dough. So, the 86th Scripps National Spelling Bee, he wins. Congratulations to him. All right, Arvid?
Yep.
All right. Do you want a prize?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right. Stand by for just a second. We'll take good care of you. All right. How's that? Not always easy to talk to all the folks who listen. But, hey, listen, I'll do my best to communicate with you as long as you do your best to communicate with me. Here's a little gossip on Ann Curry. Ann Curry, as most of you know, is the former news anchor on the Today Show. Most of the public has felt sorry for her because of how she was treated by her neighbors on the Today Show, if you will. Well, it seems, at least according to some of the stories that are floating around, there's a National Enquirer story this week about her neighbors in New York City, John and Lynn Lumel, who live next door to Ann and her husband, Brian Ross. Brian Ross. Why do I know that name? Brian Ross. Is he the guy that's the reporter for ABC?
Yeah.
Is that her husband? Is it the same guy? Brian Ross is the name of the guy.
Big coincidence, but...
Huh?
Seems like quite a coincidence. I'll have to see if I can find that out.
Check that out. Anyway, so the two of them have been renovating their apartment for 10 years. How do you do that? That is, Brian and Ann have been renovating their apartment, and they're next door to these people. And so John and Lynn say their life is miserable. They say in the article in the National Enquirer, on air, Ann comes across as caring and empathetic, a touchy-feely sort of person who wears her emotions on her sleeve. But when the cameras aren't rolling, she's far different from her public persona, and not in a good way. The constant construction has been torture for us and has triggered a number of lawsuits. Worst of all, John says Ann hasn't ever apologized for the inconvenience she's caused to them. Our quality of life was destroyed. She's uncaring, mean-spirited, and can't bring herself to apologize for her mistakes. I don't know whether I'm not sure whether I give the benefit of the doubt to Ann Curry there or not, but it does seem that 10 years is a long time. Then there are ways of... Although I will tell you, now that I think about it, I had a circumstance in the house that I own in California where somebody built a three-story building right next to me, and it took them 3 years to build it, and the crap from building it was landing on the roof of my house and all over my yard, cigarette butts, dust, dirt, wood, nails, you name it, and they didn't seem to care. And I called the building department, and they said, well, he has a right to build a house. I said, yeah, but does he have a right to make a mess out of my yard? And never got an answer from them. They didn't seem to care either. So it's possible, probably, maybe these people, and how could you, under the circumstance, if you wanted to get value out of your apartment, work on that place next door to me devalued my property by a couple $100,000. And I'm figuring it would do the same thing to the place in New York, Kenny, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
All right, you find out if Brian Ross, the ABC guy, is married? Is that who's married to her?
It's not the same Brian Ross.
Different Brian Ross. Okay. All right. Got to the bottom of that. Got to get to the bottom of all these stories. 17 before the hour. Speaking of getting to the bottom of things, may I help you get to the bottom of a problem you may have with your cholesterol? Now, it may be or may not be that you know what your cholesterol level is. Do you know your LDL? Do you know your HDL? Do you even know what those terms mean? If not, chances are you have not had a physical in the last 4 or 5 years, and if you haven't, that's your first mistake. You need to know what's going on in your body. You need to have the blood test so that you'll be able to sort of take action against a problem. If you have high cholesterol, then you need to deal with it. And that's what the folks who are importing Cardiol from Italy to be sold here in our country, that's what they're dealing with. They're helping so many people out. I started on this program a year and a half ago. It brought my good cholesterol up and my bad cholesterol down. And so I'm a perfect example of how this can work for you if you have this problem. Now, if you don't know what your cholesterol level is, you need to get a test. And there are a lot of people who are opting to do the following. Cardiol has put together a 30-day trial of this product that lowers your cholesterol and deals with high triglycerides as well, together with some cholesterol home test kits. This whole thing is worth about $89. You can get it for $44.95 by calling 888-809-6424, or you can go to cardiol.net/Doug. That's cardiol.net/Doug, or call 888-809-6424 and order the Cardiol Starter Kit, two cholesterol home test kits, and a 30-day trial of Cardiol, all for $44.95, a regular $89 value. Check it out now and order it. Help yourself to health. Using Cardiol and these home test kits, you'll stay right on top of where your blood levels are supposed to be. Stay healthy with Cardiol. Get the home test kits and Cardiol together at a bargain price, 888-809-6424.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, a couple of items here that you ought to know more about, at least I think you ought to know more about here on Good Day. The discussion yesterday and through the latter part of the week about Michelle Bachmann saying that she's decided not to seek another term in Congress. The reason I said what I did, I got sort of taken to the woodshed by one of the listeners of the program named John McAndrew, because I said after mentioning it on the air yesterday, who cares? And because that's really what I think the general populace thinks in turn. There may be some of you who think she was swell and she'd have been a good candidate, but she's not that bright. And she didn't add anything really to the... She didn't do anything. At least she didn't for me. And I have... It's my right to say in this circumstance that people are a little thin-skinned about it. I don't care. I didn't care about whether she ran or she didn't run. And I postscripted it by saying, if I could find the ideal candidate who's around right now, who is a great person in government and would make a great president, I would vote for Ron Paul. So that puts into perspective, you know, those of you who are Tea Party people, whatever it is that makes you angry about me saying something like that. So this guy says, you might want to rethink your comments as you're starting to sound like, what difference does it make? Remember when Hillary said that about the people that were killed in Benghazi? I think that was taken out of context as well, because I don't think she meant it to come across as, who cares about these people? At this point, what difference does it make? That's the way I read it. Those of you who don't want to read it that way, that's up to you. I did not intend to be in that camp, and John McAndrew, who wrote this note to me, suggested that that was the case. He's giving me the benefit of the doubt. But honestly, I don't care that she's not running. It doesn't affect me one way, or you might have if she'd have gotten to be president, but she's a lightweight. Kenny, have you gotten any comments on that from any posts on Twitter or Facebook?
I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anyone posting that they were really upset that she was
leaving.
Most people seem to be almost relieved.
Yeah. She has nothing to add to the debate. She has nothing to say. She's not very smart. So why would it be a big deal? And so hopefully somebody smarter than her, better than her, gets elected. It's 51 after in the Good Day program.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Let's get right into Tech Talk Time with Shelley Palmer reporting in this portion of the program about Instagram allowing users to tag people in its photos. You want to find out how this is working? Stand by here on Good Day. The report coming right up.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases, subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Instagram just got a whole lot more social. The Facebook-owned photo app recently added photo tagging on both its iOS and Android versions. Now, when you're posting a picture, you're able to tag people or brands in your photos, just like you can on Facebook. Wonder if someone tagged you in a picture? Check out the brand new Photos of You section in your profile. Also, like Facebook, Instagram will notify you when people tag you in a picture. You can also make it so that you have to approve a tag before your name is attached. And of course, you can untag yourself from a picture at any time. Before this update, users at mentioned each other in the picture's description as a workaround way of tagging people in images. But those tags weren't collected in any one place. With the Photos of You section, you're now able to start building a history of where you've been and what you've done, one filtered photo at a time. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, Year-End Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Looking for a beautiful new floor at an incredibly low price? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Bamboo and Hardwood Flooring Sale. For a limited time, get bamboo for up to 43% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Choose from 51 varieties of pre-finished hardwood for up to 50% less. Plus, get more incredible deals at your local store and special extended financing. Hurry, our bamboo and hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Did you know that Xbox One is spying on you? Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to Mark Rottenberg from the Electronic Privacy Center about the Xbox One.
Microsoft has unveiled their new Xbox One. And it comes with a lot of stuff that you would think is really cool, right? An always-on microphone and camera. Voice recognition. You can say things like Xbox on and the thing will come on. It'll do all sorts of things. Question is, will it be spying on you? Will it know too much about you? Has the paranoia begun on this one, Mark?
Well, I think it has. I mean, this is another one of those new devices that's very cool and also very creepy.
Let's talk about the creep factor here, and that is, where is this information going to go? If it is tracking what I say, if it's going to track my eye movements, which I understand it will do, if it will monitor what I watch on television, what is it going to do with all this information?
Well, some of it can be used to optimize the game because, you know, Microsoft and others will say that they like to get as much information about how users are using their devices to try to make them better, and I guess that makes some sense. But some of it's also used to try to personalize features and, in some situations, you know, throw up some advertising based on what people might be interested in. So there's always this line where the information they're collecting about users, you know, can make it a little bit better. It's the same thing, for example, with Google search, but they also have information that's particular to you, and, you know, we do think that's a privacy issue. The other thing to mention that people may not understand about a lot of these devices is that the data doesn't actually end up on their device. It doesn't sit on the Xbox. It goes back to Microsoft Central. They store the data in their cloud computing environment. So that information about you is actually not even sitting on your device. It's sitting...
Well, and how private is that cloud to just Microsoft? I mean, could you ever,
well,
you ever see a time where somebody might subpoena some information about... Let's say there's... Let me try to come up with an example here. Let's say there's a crime committed that you're accused of the crime and you're, I was home playing video games. All right, let's subpoena Mike. What kind of game do you have? You have an Xbox? Okay, let's subpoena Microsoft and see if you were playing the game at that time.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.